好，大家好，各位听众
you
朋友，大家
all。
平安啊！我想这是一个很独特的历史时刻啊，那我们居然就生在这个时代，然后遇见这样一个人类历史中间的这样一个患难。那我也自己也是第一次用 Zoom meeting。跟纽约跟你们教会的弟兄姊妹在这个网上见面。
It is truly a once of lifetime experience that we are all experiencing in this point in history. And it is also my very first time to preach through line and through Zoom to and see you all here.
好，接下来我就要跟大家share 这个 screen 啊。
And following, I'm going to bring up a PowerPoint with you.
今天跟大家分享的是一个跟时代相关的信息。
Today, I would like to deliver a message that has something to do with time and generation.
这三个 term, 让很多人都以为知道，却是不知道。
There are three terms here, although people may think they are familiar with them.
就是永恒今生跟当下。
That is eternity, present life, and in the moment.
我这个系列呢是其实是有三讲。
Actually, this is a series of talk I prepared before.
但是今天就跟大家分享的第一讲。
And however, I would like to deliver the very first part of this trilogy.
就是你我都知道的一件事情，但是又似乎不知道的事情，就是你跟我只能活一次。
The message is about the fact that you think we all know that we can only live once, and yet we are very remote to the true idea of it.
有一个畅销书的作者。
There is a very well-known writer.
这位基督徒的作家呢？他的父亲跟祖父都是英国籍的，到中国的宣教士。
This Christian writer, both his father and grandfather are the missionaries, to China.
他的这本书呢，要回应呢，在之前很多时尚的人大家所谈论的一件事情。
The book he wrote is about something that people, usually talk about.
就是既然我们只能活一次，那应该怎么活呢？
That is, if you only live once, if then.
所以他就有个反问呢。
And therefore, he asked a question for us to think.
反正有一天我会过去，现在做任何事情都不能留下来，也没有人care, 那我干嘛呢？
If we all eventually going to die,And no one will ever remember what we have done, then why am I here?
所以这是一个令非常多人感觉困惑的三个概念。
And therefore, this brings out three concepts which bring forth complexity and confusion to people.
就是当下、今生、永恒。
That is current moment, present life,And eternity.
有一些人就活在其中的一个里面。
Some people live in the domain of one of them.
有些人呢活在两个当中，他不知道哪一个是哪一个。
Some people live in between or in two domains, and yet he is confused which domain he belongs to.
有的人就在三个东西，有的时候这样，有时候那样。
And some people going.Back and forth in between different domains.
所以他的肚子里面也有很多的冲突。
And therefore, there is full of conflict in his mind.
你只能活一次。
Indeed, you can only live once.
首先有一个在我们时尚的大家都用的词就是活在当下。
A trendy term that people use is living in the moment.
听起来好像也非常的 合乎我们现在已经安顿的世界。
It sounds quite reasonable to our easy life today.
好，我们再看一看活在当下是什么含义。
And perhaps let us think about what's the meaning of living in the moment.
我想这个图啊，就是我们之前大家活在当下的，反正要上班，反正要回家，反正还有 social life, 那么个人都有目前应该有的这个把握的当今。
Perhaps this picture reflects what we are today. We are busy with our daily chores and work, and we are busy with our own tasks we need to fulfill.
当然有人说活在当下就是你现在有的你就好好 enjoy 吧，别想太多。
Or perhaps people say living in the moment means enjoy the present.
免得你将来觉得好像你 miss 太多了啊。
So that's enjoying the moment, so you won't feel regret in future.
所以现在有小孩的，你就 enjoy 他现在这个 moment.
And therefore, if you have kids, enjoy the time with the kids.
Yeah, 你现在 Poughkeepsie, 你要好好欣赏 Poughkeepsie.
If you're living in Poughkeepsie, why don't you enjoy Poughkeepsie?
好，我们来看一下这个图，不知道有多少人知道。
I wonder how many of you have seen this picture before.
这个我在去年的六月份就在这里。
I was there last June last year.
有人招待我。
And someone was quite show their hospitality. I was well received.
我去那边给一个讲座，去那边服侍。
I gave a talk in that place and I served there.
Yeah.但是我可以告诉你它的名称叫做武汉。
And yet, now I can tell you the name of the city is Wuhan.
那现在如果在武汉再说，跟大家说你活在当下。
If you tell the people in Wuhan saying you should live in the moment,
他会说我的当下像地狱。
And the people will tell you, that means I'm living in hell.
我才不想这个现在，我希望离开当下。
I truly want to escape what is so called in the moment.
你也可以把这个图换成纽约市。
Perhaps right now you can change the picture to New York City.
可以换成去年的 Queens 或者法拉盛。
Or you can change the picture to Queens in New York.
因为我的妈妈跟妹妹他们就住在法拉盛 Queens.
Because my mother and my sister, both of them live in Queens right now.
所以说活在当下这是一个绝对的道理吗？
And therefore, is it truly in the moment of truth that we should live by?
活在当下，我说要看你讲这个是什么，不同的人是他有他不同的当下呢。
Perhaps we should truly ask the question, what does living in the moment mean? Because whose moment is it?
Baby 有 baby 的 moment, 青少年有青少年他的当下。
Because baby has baby's moment, and as if you're a child, you have a moment of your childhood.
然后这个长大以后也有他们那个时候的当下，不是吗？
AndPeople, when they become young adults, they have their own moment.
那我们很多都已经到了中壮年了。
And many of us are in midlife stage.
大家都是活在当下，但是这个当下好像这个意义不同啊。
And perhaps we are all living in the moment, and yet it carries different meaning to each individual.
那个年纪大的跟他说你要活在当下。
Perhaps to the old person, we say to them, you should live in the moment.
我的岳父96岁了，今年95、6岁了。
My father-in-law is in his 90s. Right now, he's about 96 years old.
我想现在没有人会跟他说你好好活在当下。
Perhaps no one will tell him, say, enjoy the moment.
因为他很虚弱了。
Because he's so weak right now.
但是在不同的当下，你知道他们在干什么呢？ 他们的从他们的角度的那个当下是什么呢？
And perhaps we should ask when people, different people in different moment of their own time, we should ask where they are right now.
那个 baby 就是我现在想喝奶就喝奶，想哭就哭，想闹就闹，这就是我的当下，我是需要的。
So the moment of baby, they are in constant need. What they want is their needs being fulfilled.
再长大一点的，我记得我小时候那个时候充满了幻想，以为将来是一个武林侠客。
And perhaps if you are a child like me, I had full of fantasies. I was imagining I can be a kung fu master when I grow up.
再长大一点，就很多的梦想啊，心情、朋友啊，期待。
As I grow older, I start to have dreams.Emotions, feelings, and I have different expectations of my future.
成年以后，这个时候要面对的，这叫做现实，叫规划，叫愿景。
And yet, when I become adult, I need to face the reality. I need to plan. I need to have a strategy. I do need to have a goal.
赚钱养家，还有事业。
I need to feed the family, put bread on the table.
但是我年纪大的时候想到的现 那一个当下他想到的就是过去或者是恩怨情仇或者是、不得志得志 的好汉的当年勇。
And yet when people grow old, they will think about their past, their memory, their achievement, sadness, and sorrow, and happiness of the past.
意思是说当下到底是什么？
What I'm trying to say is, how do you define the moment?
如果有人真的奉行活在当下的话，
If people truly abide to the idea of living in the moment,
那么他对于过去，
then how is he going to face his past?
他对过去现在是如何看待呢？
And how does this individual view one's past?Present and future.
活在当下，他对于过去就是一个不明就里的过往，做的对与错，那任何的事情呢，他不去回顾，也不去检讨，也不去道歉，也不从中间学到任何东西。
People who truly abide to the idea of living in the moment, the person will have no regard of his past or her past, regarding to anything he or she has done wrong, any reflection of the past or learning any experiences from the past.
所以活在当下的年轻人呢，现在呢，啊，在这个三月份还有现在四月哈，三月份还有很多人在到迈阿密 beach 那边，还在那个海滩去那边享乐。
Me young people living in such thing as in the moment, they went to Miami Beach in March.
他们不知道他的未来是他现在付出的。会得到一个他付不起的代价的结果，他不知道会有 consequence.
To them, they have no calculation of consequence of what they do today will affect their tomorrow.
所以我们中国人从小就告诉孩子们呢，少壮不努力，老大徒伤悲，就告诉他你不可以只是活在现在这个当下。
And therefore, it is old saying of Chinese saying you need to think about your tomorrow and therefore work hard today.
所以如果只知道当下的话，其实就是非常的无知，跟
吃亏
一样。
Therefore, if you truly abide the idea of living in the moment, you are almost like ignorant like a child.
就像这个图，虽然他是青年，但是他的想法跟那个 baby 爬在地上的 baby 其实差不太多。
Just like the picture here, even though in the middle the person looks like an adult, and yet he's thinking just like an infant.
但是也有的人活在当下，因为他看到了愿景，他看到了远景。
And yet there are some people who live in the moment, and yet they do have the outlook in the future.
所以他当下非常的痛快。
And therefore, he truly enjoyed the moment he's living in.
如果他看到的未来是真的是未来的话，那我也不会否定他。
If he can truly see his future, I won't deny his happiness either.
但是说不定他所看见的是他的幻想或是他自己的以为。
And yet it is very possible the picture he painted for his future is merely his own fantasy.
他觉得他的前途未来看好。
The person thinking to himself, his future sky is the limit for his future.
或者是在 Poughkeepsie 的各位觉得前途过去、啊、在几个月前认为这是平顺的未来。
Perhaps people who are living in Poughkeepsie thinking your future is bright. Just a few months ago.
所以呢，现在的武汉跟那个、当时候会觉得他们一切都很繁华，我在那边也很 enjoy 跟、啊、那边的朋友、啊、有几天的时间，但是谁想得到现在他们说真是像地狱。
Perhaps just last year, people in Wuhan truly enjoy their modern life, their prosperity. And yet right now, when you ask people in Wuhan, they will say they are like living in hell.
当下说不定是一个相当吓人的事情。
Perhaps the moment is a scary thought if we truly face it.
这个 moment 可能就是 next moment 是一个非常吓人的事情。
And in this moment could be the very next moment of your life and could be scary.
我们等一下分享是一个新加坡的医生，他千万的家财，但是他英年早逝，他在临终之前呢，他有一篇的演讲，现在就将重要的要点内容跟大家分享。
Later, I'm going to share a message of a multimillionaire, who is also a cosmetic surgeon who lives in Singapore. He gave his last talk before his death.
他说他原来啊，是一个普通的医生。
He shared that he was like an ordinary doctor before.
后来呢，发生了什么事呢？
And there's something happened to his life.
因为他发现呢，社会上所推崇的不是他这种普通的医生啊，是这个上流社会的啦。他说没有人把我们这种普通的一般的医生当作英雄的啦。他所的社会上面的都是、这个有名望的啦，有权位的啦，还有真正的大富豪呢，这才是上流社会。所以他就立志要跻身上流。
Right after he became a medical student, there is something he thought himself. The truth is, nobody makes heroes out of average general physician in the neighborhood. They don't.They make heroes out of rich celebrities, politicians, rich and famous people. So I want to be one of these.
所以他就转向了医疗美容业。
And therefore, he changed his specialty to be a medically trained beautician.
他也如愿以偿。
And he truly achieved his own goal.
他达到了人生的巅峰。
He has reached the peak of his life.
准备好好的享受人生下半场。
It's about time he can truly enjoy his life in this prime time.
他所有的成就都是他努力得来的。
He has achieved all by his own hard labor.
他说那这样的话，我哪里需要上帝啊？
And after all, he thinks he has achieved all without God today. And so who needs God?
然后人在巅峰的时候会说了一番疯癫的话。
A lot of people who are in their peak, they will say crazy things.
在就在2011年的2月份呢，他在很傲慢的时候，他告诉他的基督徒朋友说
February 2011, in his arrogance, he told his Christian friend,
他说哎呀，去 告诉你的牧师啦，把你们的礼拜时间呢，做礼拜，礼拜天做礼拜时间，不要是早上，改到下午两点，哈，配合我的时间。我如果有空的话呢，啊，再考虑参加吧。你们别照我一这样是什么做什么礼拜吧。
You know what? You got to, you go and tell your pastor change his sermon to 2 p.m. in the afternoon. I will then consider coming to church.
哇，正在很得意的时候，他得到一个消息。
One moment when he was at his peak.He received a new.
就在第二天，他自己是医生，居然被其他的医生告诉他，他已经得了 terminal 的 lung cancer 末期的癌症。
Though he himself is a doctor, he was informed by his doctor peer, and he was informed he was suffer a terminal cancer.
冠状病毒无症感染，他还不错了，他身体没有受太大影响。这但是这个医生得到的是癌症第四期。
Perhaps some people when they contract COVID-19, they may not have much symptom, and yet this doctor, he has diagnosed with lung cancer stage 4B.
是什么意思呢
？And what does that mean?
他说他的肺啊，全部都是肿瘤，还有到脑、到肝、到脊椎、到肾上腺。他说这个是这绝对不可能的事情，因为我昨天还去健身房举重啊。
According to his talk, the tumors has spread to his brain, half of the spine, whole of his lungs were filled with thousands of tumors, liver, adrenals.And he said to himself, this is impossible because I was just at the gym last night lifting weight.
我昨天在健身房举重，然后我昨天跟教会的说，礼拜天你们改时间到下午两点，那个时候我说不定会来考虑。这现在怎么回事是这样？怎么可能呢？我是医生的，但是怎么回事呢？
How could this be? What is going on? Just yesterday, I was lifting weight in gym room and telling my friends, moving their service schedule, perhaps I may consider to go to church. And how could this happen to me now?
他在冰冷的手术台的时候，他听到了一个声音。
Lying in the operating table in a quiet and cold operating room, suddenly he heard a voice.
那个声音跟他说
，The voice saying to him，
他说这一切都必须啊，必须发生在你人生的高峰，因为那是唯一一个能够让你了解的办法。
This has to happen to you, has to, at your prime time, because it's the only way you can understand.
他听到这个声音的时候，他说
：“When he heard the voice, and he said to himself，
他说当时的我情绪崩溃，忍不住痛哭落泪。
Once he heard the voice, he was devastated. He started weeping uncontrollably.
在他死以前，他说了这个 moment.
Before his deathbed, he said about the moment.”
活在当下，这个当下的时候，跑车、土地、钱都不能让我感到一丁点的快乐。
He said, "I find no joy whatsoever in whatsoever objects I had: my sports car, my land, my business, and successful career."
我相信现在在美国也有很多人面临到一个突然之间，他发现所有东西他都不拥有。
I believe people in America right now, some of them realize they truly own nothing today.
现在就在我们现场的 这些弟兄姐妹啊，朋友们，那么现在想一想，你的人生目标是什么？
Perhaps I should ask the congregation, what is your life goal today? What is it?
我想有不少人啊，不见得是你。我过去啊，在年轻的时候曾经想过，我要的就是名利双收。
Perhaps some of you, like me in the past, I was aiming for my life to be rich and famous.
因为那是我在二十几岁，那个算命的跟我讲，他说，周先生，你在四十岁以前你会名利双收。哇，哇，我听了真高兴啊。
Because in my early 20s, I went to a fortune teller, and fortune teller tell me, Mr. Chow, you will become rich and famous before age 40. Once I heard, I was overjoyed.
告诉你真实的状况，我到四十岁的时候，已经变成全职的牧师有四年了。
And let me share with you what's truly going on at the age of 40. I become a full-time pastor.And I have been pastoring a church for 4 years.
那个时候啊，既没名也没利。
And at that time, I wasn't famous and I was not rich.
但是感谢上帝。
And yet, praise to the Lord.
那或许，也许我们不是名利双收，我们很希望我们的儿女杰出，会不会？
Perhaps we are not aiming for to be rich and famous. Perhaps we want our children to be outstanding.Isn't that true for some of you?
短视啊，短视就是只看到很近很近的以为。
That is short-sightedness. That is something we can only see and we judge the things happening right before our eyes.
或是看到的就是 this life 想要掌握拥有的。
Where people only want to gain control of this life.
但是不管你拥有什么，都到后来都叫做曾经有过而已。
And however, no matter what you own today, you can only, they are all become a memory in the past.
而且拿到手的时候付出一个代价。那个代价惨痛，到后来觉得真不值得。
And by the time you truly gain what you wanted, it be and end up you need to pay for a great price, which is not worthy.
所以主耶稣说的，他人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢？人还拿什么去换生命呢？没有 life 去 enjoy 那些什么益处呢？他点出我们人类全人类的盲点，但是这个我们全人类好像都得了这种病。
And therefore, Jesus pointed out humans a blind spot by saying, "What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?"
这样看来，我们还坚持活在当下吗？
By understand this, do we still live for the moment?
所以当下只知道当下的，其实就是接近，其实就是很无知。
So people who truly pursue living in the moment, the person is actually ignorant.
那也许有一些人他说有长远打算，我们要看到我们的一生。
And perhaps some people will put in a plan for their life.
好，那我们就为了今生长远来努力吧。
And therefore people will strive for their present life.
但是你的今生会不会你就在一个今生里面让你没有办法逃脱这个今生的困惑。
However, would you feel trapped when you try to pursue life and yet you face full confusion and perplex?
如果比较对于长远有计划的人，他可以计划个十年、二十年的愿景。
Perhaps people who really look far, the person may have a plan for their own life for 10 years, 20 years ahead of their present time.
所以念书的时候辛苦一点，做事的时候辛苦一点，那是为了将来打算，那个比活在当下还比较聪明一点。
And therefore, those person may be considered wiser, and they plan their life while during, the, when they are a student, they work hard, so they may have a better career, and so on and so forth.
所以呢，不仔细的往前奔走，
看
到了。
People keep on striving forward, and what they see is,
他们也预计在不久的未来可以有美梦的成真。
So they keep seeing the road ahead of them. They anticipate a good life ahead of that life.
这是一个努力的人生的旅程。
And this is a life with people who strive and working hard for it.
所以在这样一个当下的时候
And therefore, when they live in the present moment,
它不只是 present moment, 它是一个 this life.
Not only in present moment, but considering they are living the life they are having now.
他们的眼界是看到自己的出生啊，从小到大，他是有概念的，他但是当他整个去计划的时候，他计划他怎么计划，他发现有一个计划前面的有一个 timing, 有一个 project, 有一个 milestone, 有一个 milestone 等他，那个 milestone 叫做 departure, 叫做离世，然后那个 timing 叫做 deadline.
And therefore, they may have a grander view of their life. They saw their birth, and they set milestones ahead of their life, and eventually they realized there is a final milestone. It's called departure, which is considered a deadline of their life.
好像他的过程都很会计划，我想在 Poughkeepsie 的各位都是 很有计划的人，也有一番的 investment, 就是将我们自己的 生活生命或者资源投在哪一些，都是对未来是有计划的。
Perhaps such people, like people in Poughkeepsie, truly know how to plan out your life, and you know how to invest, and you know how to manage and go for it.
但是这样子的人呢，一般的这样人呢，有两种的理念哲理在他的里面。你看看是不是在我们周围的很多人在没有信上帝的时候，这两种理念呢，可能就是主导了他对于这个从出生到死亡的看法。
And usually we can consider such people are in either category. There are two categories these people belong to. Perhaps you can look around to see your non-Christian friend. Perhaps they are in one of the categories.
跟他说你要想到未来。
Perhaps we tell such person saying you should consider your future.
我们讲的未来还有这个永恒的未来。
So when we talk about the future, it's not only in this life, but also the life after the earthly life.
对他来说，这个他说 who knows?
And to such a person, the person may reflect saying, well, who knows about it?
他没有完全否定。
Well, the person does not deny the fact.
他说重要是活好这一生。
And yet the person say, all I want to do is live well this life.
其实他这一生充满了短暂，充满了虚浮，充满了迷惑。
Actually, this present life is full of confusion and temporary things.
他可能对于过去一些 事情感觉很失望，他感觉这个社会、国家或者他的遭遇很不公平。
And perhaps living a superficial life, there is a lot of despair, a lot of regrets, and feel the life is unjust.
他觉得自己做过一些事情是错的，但是他的未来有愁苦，他心里面有悔恨。
And yet there is a hatred, there is worry, there is a frustration and mistake and mistakes perhaps the person has done before.
所以说他有他的 regret.
So the person has his or her own regret.
然而他对于这一生他只能说或许吧我怎么知道这个谁知道
And perhaps all the person can say, perhaps this may happen. Who knows about it?
另外一些人非常确定他就是无神论。
And there's the other type of people. They are very firm about their belief. They are atheism.
按照理论上来说他一定这个人生一定是没有意义。
To them, to the atheist, they know life carries no meaning.
因为我们如果问到他问到底他根本就答不出来有什么意义。
Perhaps we continue to ask him the meaning of life, they will give no answer.
所以你会看到有一些人他这强烈的这种信念的人他的道德是没有底线的。
To such person, they believe to a point they have no morality at all.
一个绝对的无神论的人 他的 干出来的事情是不会有底线的。
To a true atheist, the person has low limit of what the person wants to do.
所以在这个人生这一个 现实只能活一次中间他其实想不出来在这个之外在这个之后会发生什么就是在这一生他也是在一个黑暗中间在茫然。
And therefore, if the person realizes his life is confined in the present life, the person is still in the full darkness of understanding. The person is still living in a pit.
因为根本说不出来这一生的有什么意义。
Because the person couldn't truly understand the meaning of life.
可以胡作非为。
So the person perhaps can do anything he or she wants.
同时又不觉得他能够掌握什么。
At the same time, they have no control of their own life anyway.
所以这是一个囧途的人生。
And therefore, this is a life of being trapped.
有的时候有信仰的人也会有这个困惑。
Such condition even sometimes happen to those who believe in God.
来听听看这一位牧师他怎么面对他的囧途的感受。
Let us watch and hear this pastor's understanding of life when he faced a dead end of his life.
他说理论上我们都知道自己会死的。
He said, in theory, we are going to die.
但是日常生活中许多人并没有这样的想法。
And however, this idea never really sink in to many people who are living in a daily life.
我插播一下。
Well, let me bring a commercial to you right now.
就是一个 side information.
Let me share a side information with you.
Mother Teresa, 德蕾莎修女。
Mother Teresa.
很多人都很尊重她。
She was truly respected by many.
有人把她当作圣人。
Some people treat her as a saint.
就询问她她的一个信念。
And therefore people acquire his principle of life.
当然他有分享、
oh, her life.
但是他有一个 statement 他要告诉所有的人。
And yet she made a statement she would like to share to all.
很简单。
The statement is simple.
他说要知道。
She said you must understand.
人是会死的。
That people will eventually die.
这个谁不知道但是谁又真的知道。
It seems to be very simple, and yet, who has grasped the idea?
好，这个牧师他有两个孩子，他有收养的孩子。
So let me come back to this pastor. This pastor, he has adopted two children.
所以他作为一个一岁跟三岁孩子的父亲，他已经有个愿景，他对于日后的几十年，他会看到他的孩子成长成熟，然后看他们结婚，说不定他还可以有孙子。
And he has a picture of his life. He's a father of 1 year old and 3 year old. He imagined that one day, he will attend his children's wedding. Perhaps he can enjoy the family as a grandpa.
我觉得这是一个正常好基督徒应该都会有一种憧憬，你我都会有啊。
I believe this is a good plan and a good hope for a good Christian.
就是很 reasonable 的 expectation.
It is a very reasonable expectation.
但是呢，也是在2012年的9月份。
And also at during the year of 1912 in September.
他被发现一种 terminal 的 cancer, 没有办法，就是一种没有办法治愈的癌症。
Pastor Todd has been diagnosed with an incurable cancer.
这个时候，他就感叹。
At that moment, he came to his realization.
以为今生还长。
He thought his life has a long way to go.
但是发现了已经没有太多日子了。
And now he realized his life has been shortened.
他原本有一个朦朦胧胧、一个美好的远景。
I was living at the moment with not much thinking, and yet I do have the expectation of my future.
但是突然之间发现我这个广阔的安排跟计划突然发现只剩下一点点，那么这一点点的时日，我怎么面对每一天呢？
All my long and bright expectation has been shortened and narrowed. Now how should I live day by day now?
这时候他心里面非常的不愉快。
And now he's truly upset and frustrated.
就在这当中，他就在想，是不是有人欠我什么东西啊？
And at this moment, he thought to himself, "Has somebody owe me something?"
他不会去怪任何其他人，他只有感觉，上帝，你怎么让这个事情临到我呢？
He did not blame anyone, and yet he said to God, "How could you let this happen to me?"
这是很不应该的事啊。
This is so unreasonable.
Not acceptable.
This is not acceptable.
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
其实他说的这件事情是世界上绝大部分，甚至包括不少基督徒都有了一个困惑，说这样看来呢，上帝应该是不存在的嘞。
So his idea bring forth an idea of many people in the world may conclude this way. By the things people are seeing from the reality, perhaps God does not exist.
因为这个看起来是很有道理的。你看，逻辑上来说，如果上帝是慈爱的，
It seems to be very reasonable. If we truly understand, if we have an understanding that God is merciful,
同时上帝又是无所不能的。
And at the same time, God is almighty.
然后明明苦难到处都有。
And yet we can see sufferings all over the place.
明明美国现在就是有很多的苦难。
Especially America today, we are in the time of suffering.
而且东岸更多。
And also especially East Coast.
那么上帝又是慈爱，上帝又是全能的，上帝又让我们遇到这个苦难。其实我这按照这三个得到一个结论，就是那个命题是错了，就是上帝根本不存在。
If we try to reconcile and understand all these three elements, that God is merciful, God is almighty, and yet we do see sufferings all over the place, and therefore we need to come back to the idea, does God really exist?
就是说，这逻辑上来说，这样三个元素大概可以推证上帝不存在才对。
And therefore, by understanding of the three elements, we come to a conclusion, perhaps God shouldn't exist by logical, deduction.
是吗?
Is it true, then?
这个是非常多人的困惑，连基督徒遇到困难的时候都会一丝丝的疑问跟不解。跟不好接受。
Many people baffled when they face this reality, including Christian.
但是想告诉大家的，就是刚才那三个认知，这只是因为部分事实，他们是事实，没错，但是是部分事实。
And what I would like to share with you is the three elements I share with you.Indeed, they are truth, and yet they are just the partial truth of the whole picture.
保罗说
Paul said,
如果我们基督徒也看到是这样的话
If Christians have the same understanding and see the same thing,
他说如果我们靠着基督只在今生有指望了就算比众人更可怜啊，他说啊，按照你这样说的话，如果我们也是只知道是这样，我们基督徒也是只看到这样的话，那可以告诉你，那真是对了，你说对了。然后在这种情况的认知中间，还去信耶稣，还去教堂，其实他更惨，更可怜，他连今生都没了。
Paul is saying if Christians have the same understanding and same view like non-Christians regarding to this reality and the truth, and we are all to be more pitiful than people who have no hope in Christ.
因为别人还可以礼拜天不用做礼拜、他们也不需要十分之一奉献他们也不需要做好人他什么事都什么责任也不需要那你还限制这个限制那个哎呀，如果只在今生的话 ，You guys are right.
If we only have life, only for this life, we have hope in Christ. We are all people most to be pitied. If, non-Christians, they don't tithe, they don't go to church, they can do anything want. Christians, forfeit all the enjoyment, and yet we face the same consequence.So we are more pitiful.
当然它是一种反讽的提醒。
Of course, he reminds us in an irony expression. Ironic expression.
所以他说如果重点是如果没有复活这个事情啊哎呀干脆别信啊。
And therefore, Paul is actually saying, if Christ has not been risen, your faithIt's futile. You are still in your sin.
就如果没有复活，那得到的结论就只有今生。那只有今生还要成为什么宗教人士？哎呀，这一生已经够可怜了，那比其他人还更可怜。
And if Christ has not been raised, then why should we follow the Christian teaching? We are more pitiful than non-Christian.
所以这个逻辑上推导就是没复活的话如果死人不会复活的话你我都不会复活的话那其实啊真正应该要赶快吃吃喝喝大家高兴爽一爽这一生能爽几十爽几十吧。
So what Paul is saying, if there is no resurrection, if the dead cannot come to be alive later, and therefore we should truly enjoy the moment,
好在啊，我们现在开始知道了，不是 partial truth。
Fortunately, now we know we can see the picture. Now we not only see the partial truth.
原来，没错，有苦难。
Yes, indeed, there are sufferings.
就在你我附近。
The sufferings are just in our lives or next to us.
哎，这个有些时候呢，是明明我们明明看到好人不见得有好报，坏人不见得有坏报。
And sometimes we see good people suffer and bad people may not suffer.
我们看得很火大。
And sometimes we were truly irritated.
我们在这一生中间没有看到那个坏人的报应。
Because we see no justice fall upon the bad people.
我们有的时候没有看到好人长寿。
And sometimes we don't see good people live long.
我们看到坏人寿终正寝。
We see bad people die good.
哇，这一生真是。
And we say to ourselves, there is no justice.
但是又说上帝是慈爱的。
And yet we claim and we understand that God is loving and with full of kindness.
然后又说上帝是全能的。
And also we claim that God is almighty.
当然我们只看到这三个就觉得这个上帝根本不 involve, 跟上帝说不定根本不存在。
If we only see the three elements, perhaps we can conclude that God does not exist then.
但是当我们在上帝的启示中间
However, if we have a revelation from God,
知道全面事实的时候就知道一件事情上帝什么都知道
Now we have a full truth and the whole truth and we realize God is omniscient.
你我看到的他也全部都看到
That he is all knowing. Whatever we see, God sees.
但同时上帝又是公义的他所有都看到而且他一定要施行他的公义。
And also God is just. He will do his righteous action.
那到底缺了什么呢?
And then what is the missing link here?
就是全面的事实有这个。
That is, there is one important element that should be part of the whole truth.
将这个永恒把这个时间拉开以后就知道他所有事情都知道他在永恒里面他会处理那个公义他也会对于苦难有一个解答他对苦难他有一个 整个的安排甚至有的人的安慰或者 有的人可以 redeem 过去的 time 或者是日后的报答都在永恒里面
That is this element of eternity can explain how we view the time the timeline now has been expanded now we understand the span of time can resolveThe question regarding to affliction and suffering and justice and so on.
所以当永恒介入的时候
And when eternity intervened,
当你我看穿这个永恒才是真实的全部事实的时候
When we understand that eternity should be part of the whole truth,
然后我们来看一下这个永恒是什么。
So let us understand what is the meaning of eternity.
圣经上面告诉我们时间跟物质都没有开始之前呢、啊、就是有 eternal God.
Bible tells us before there's a time and matter, God exists. He is eternal God.
而我们所看到的人生如果不了解我们看不到自己为什么来去到哪里的话或者说是人类也不知道人类的历史怎么起点怎么终点的话
If we see our life without understanding the beginning point of our life and the end point of our life.
人类不知道历史的过去，也不知道历史的终结，就是世界怎么开始，世界怎么终结的话，我们在这个当中根本没有任何的意义。
If mankind has no understanding how the world began and how the world will end, then our life carries no meaning on this earth.
我们是猴子的后代，然后我的出现是一个现象，其他人死也是这历史的必然。那么这个必然中间有什么意义？谁也说不出什么任何的意义。
And perhaps human or the descendant of monkey, and we are just a product of a random chance, and we do not know where we are going in our future, and there is no meaning of this life.
真正的价值跟意义一直要等到永恒出现了。
The true value of a life can only come to realization when eternity intrudes.
其实它原来就存在，它只是不在你我的生命跟生活中间呢，被我们所接受而已。
Actually, eternity was always there, and yet they were not in our mind when we are living in our daily chore and life.
但是神的儿女因为重生的缘故，眼界突然光明，发现这才是真正的事实。
And yet, children of God, when we become God's children, we were revealed, we start to have an insightful truth about eternity.
当这个出现的时候,
when eternity comes,
我们看一下原本的活在当下其实是很无知。
And therefore, when we come back to the picture, we realize when we only live in the moment, we are truly ignorant.
只知道今生，他又人生无奈也无解。
And people feel frustrated, and if people only live in present life, because there is no solution to understand the meaning of life.
如果我只能活一次
，If I can only live once,
那请问我当下怎么活
？Then the question is, how should I live in this very moment?
如果我只能活一次
，If I can only live once，
那请问我今生应该如何活
？Then how should I live for this present life？
只要不认识永恒的话，就是又无知又无解。
If we have no understanding of eternity, we are either ignorant or also have no solution of to face our life。
因为无知只知道现在。
For people who are ignorant, they only know about their sensory.
那无解就是再怎么努力，他的 deadline 也是要到。
For people who only live in present life, they do not know their future. No matter how hard they work, they feel regret and frustrated.
然而，当我们认识了圣经的真理
，And yet, when we come to the realization of biblical perspective.
当无限永恒进入我们的生命
，When infinity and eternity comes into our life，
或是说我们现因为重生的时候已经进入永恒了
，And perhaps once, we need to have an understanding. Once we accept the Lord, we are already in eternity.
所以当这个永恒的生命有永生，信了耶稣有永生的时候，开始。从永恒里面产生了对今生的光照。
So once we are in Christ, we start to have the understanding of eternity, and we are enlightened, and to have a different understanding of our present life.
已经不是无解的，已经不是有 deadline 的。
Present life no longer is limited. There is.No longer it has a sense of no solution.
而且因为今生明白如何活，当然知道当下应当如何。
Now, when we know how to live our present life, we then know how to live in the moment.
这个当下又有什么意思呢？
And what does it mean, live in the moment then?
这个当下呢，会影响了我们的永恒的。
Because whatever we do in the moment will be consequential for our eternity.
这个永恒为什么会存在？是因为永恒的上帝先存在，而他给予永恒。
The reason why eternity exists, because God exists before eternity, and he is eternal.
所以上帝的圣洁、慈爱、公义、全知、全能、审判，这个是在永恒里面会处理所有的一切，而且你说现在所有一切都是有后果的，在永恒里面有后果的。
And therefore, God will be the judge. He's holy, he's kind, he's loving, he's righteous, he's all-knowing. And therefore, whatever we do right now will bring forth a consequence in eternity.
因为这个重生的生命使我们现在跟永恒已经接触了。
And because of this resurrected life we have, now we are in touch with eternity.
在我这个系列中间呢，另外日后有时间的时候就会讲，那么今生的时间观是什么？然后未来的这个 moment 当下又怎么影响eternity？ 不过这只是一个广告插播就是了。
There are another two talks of this trilogy. One is then, if we have this understanding, then how should we live for this life, and how should we live in the moment?
我们现在就回到刚才那个故事。
Now let us return to the story I shared about the pastor.
他在面对这个剩下的残余的时间，他说：“那么谁来了结我这个残局呢
？”So Pastor Todd saying, "Then who is going to clean up the mess of my life? Who is going to take care of my life after I left?"
在那个 terminal cancer 的这一群朋友中间，他们都在想啊，他们在讨论的都是谁可以多活几个月。然后有活得比较长一点，好像他们就感觉比较自己好像比别人优秀了一点。
Among the cancer patients, they talk. The pastor share. When people talk, they all share how much more expected time they have remained. Perhaps a month, a day more, a week more. To them.All the days they have, they consider as the spoils of war.
但是这个牧师说，如果我再多活三十年，跟永恒相比，那又有什么了不起呢？
Yet the pastor reflect, yet what does living another 30 years matter when comparing to eternity?
他说我们总以为上帝欠我一条长命百岁的寿命。
That we all thought and say God owe me a long life.
但是现在发现这有什么了不起呢？
And yet when we think about eternity, what does that matter?
他开始明白了，原来呢我的自己个人的这个一生的故事呢，并不是只是如此而已。
He came to his understanding, whatever he is having right now, it does not just end here.
就是说，他自己的故事并不是一个 separate 的一个 story。
He realized his own lifetime is not an independent or separate story.
原来他自己的你我的这一生呢，原来在上帝他整个的故事里面，他的故事里面包含了我的这个一生。
And realized that in Christ, the story of Christ includes the story of us Christians, yours and mine.
所以他有他自己整个的 chapter 整个上帝的计划和上帝的拯救，上帝的整个他的故事里面，我的故事正在包在基督他死亡跟复活的故事里面呢。
And therefore he realized his own story just part of God's grand plan, grand story, just a chapter of it.
所以我的那个死亡并不是那个 the end.
And therefore my own death is not the end of story.
所以保罗说，你们欲与基督一同同活，求上面的事情，要想上面的事情，因为你们已经死了。哦，你们的生命现在一起活着，藏在基督里面。所以他一讲说，原来我们自己是藏在基督里面。当基督有一天他的故事要发展出来的时候，我们的生命就在他里面，还有其他的 chapter 一起会 unfolded。
No wonder Paul says, since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God.Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you die, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, when you also will appear with him in glory. And therefore, our life will be hidden in Christ, and one day the grand story will be unfolded before us.
所以当他去从另外一个牧师那边读到了一篇讲章的时候，他
When Pastor Todd read a sermon delivered by Pastor Thompson,
他说你我的人生的最后一个 chapter 去怎么写不是你的工作。
He said, we are not the author of the last chapter of our life.
这个牧师会想他的两个孩子将来怎么办。
Perhaps,Pastor Todd was worried about his two children. What will happen after he passed away?
他们会不会变成好孩子？他们将来会不会有成就？他们的配偶会不会很好？他们的孩子会不会听话？
Will they have a good life? Will they have a good marriage? Will their children be good?
那我走了以后，我太太怎么办？
What happened if I depart from this world? What happened to my wife?
那我的教会弟兄姊妹怎么办？
What happened to my congregation of my church?
他说，收拾残局啊，不是你的工作，你的工作不是搞清楚每件事情。
Taking care of the remainder, it's not your job. Your job is not to figure everything out.
你我的生命只要跟基督一同藏在神里面，我们停留在这里面，我们住在这里面，我们活在那里面，死在这里面，这就是我们最大的信心了。
As long as we are hidden with Christ in God, and as long as we remain in God, this is the greatest faith that we need to hang on.
上帝会收拾残局，其实他会把这个美好的故事，他把它写完的。
Let God take care of the rest. He will complete the story with a good ending.
今天我们就看到当下、今生跟永恒。
Now we come to the view of in the moment, present life and eternity.
圣经观的人生应该是这样的。
So a biblical view of life should be the following.
因为永恒是实存的。
Because eternity is always there. And
它是
reality.
它是这个 reality 来 define, 让我们看懂今生应该如何活。
Through the reality of eternity, now we understand how should we live this present life.
永恒是一个广阔无限 的大的故事的景，从这个大景里面我们再来看我们这个个人的小世界。
Eternity brings forth a grand view of the entire picture, and then we are able to have a correct lens to view our present life.
我们才能够回答今天的问题，你只能活一次。
So we can answer the question we had in the beginning that we can only live once.
并且知道那应当如何活。
And also we know how to live.
这每一个活就是一个每一个的当下。
It was composed with a sequence of moments.
但是每一个 moment 你做的决定我做的事情会影响你我在永恒里面的。所以这个每一个 moment 都非常的重要非常的有价值。
And therefore, every single moment we live actually carries a consequence in the eternity. And therefore, it is so important that how we live in every moment.
你在当下撒的种子你在永恒里面可以收割。
Whatever seeds we sowed in the moment, we will reap in the future.
如果是上帝的旨意是讨上帝的喜悦在永恒里面算数的时候那你的这个 moment 就 very valuable, 我们这一生太有意义了。
If whatever we have done in the moment carries an eternal value in God's eye, which is pleasing to the Lord, then whatever we do is so valuable right now.
So it matters.
So it matters in eternity.
So 当我们见识到永生的时候我们就能够了解今生。
So when we have a realization of eternity, now we know to have an insightful view of present life.
如果我们遥望可以看见将来的乐园的话，我们今生的事情我们可以 see through.
If we have a hope of paradise eternity, now we can see through things in this life.
如果看到永恒非常惊讶的话，那今生说没问题啊，奉上献上我所有 ，It's okay.
If we have, we are in awe of eternity, then we can offer our current life to God without any reservation.
It's just no big deal.
And we feel it's no big deal.
而且觉得是 worthy.
And we feel this is truly worthy of investment.
我们觉得这个是太 wise.
And we feel this is a wise investment.
我们觉得这是太值得，太划算了。
And we feel this is a truly good deal.
用短暂的小事情去好像等于换到了永恒里面的美好，那干嘛不做呢？
And we feel we can exchange with this temporal and short moment for the eternal good. Isn't that a great investment?
所以有一种的理解了
and therefore we come to a realization
有一种的眼界了
and now we have a different view of life
反而对于这一生呢就是这里所说的那在走的时候求主看看我里面有没有什么恶行没有引导我走永生的道路
and see if there is any offense way in me and lead me into the way of everlasting
所以我们走人生是需要上帝的引导上帝的真理因为我们知道往哪里去了
And therefore, when we walk on the path of this life, we need God's guidance so we know where we are going.
我们可以窥视了永恒了
And now we have a lens to the future and eternity.
我们把过去的狭隘的了解丢在脑后了。
We can put aside our narrow understanding and limited mind.
因为重生的时候，耶稣开了我们的心眼。
Because once we have a rebirth, Jesus has opened our eyesight.
这个是我们原本的眼界。
And this is the view we used to have in this current world.
我们都有肉眼。
That we all with, are with naked eye.
我们不能否认现在所看到的也是真的。
We cannot deny what we see are reality.
但是当我们了解那个 background 其实是 eternity 存在。
And however, when we understand there is another background, which is eternity.
所以基督徒应该是有两个 focus,
有 And therefore, Christians should carry two focuses.
Bifocus.
And we should have a bifocal lens.
一个是永恒。
One is eternity.
还有我们现今要怎么活
？And the other one is the current reality.
但是这两个怎么和谐
？And yet, how can we reconcile the two?
这两个是要一致的。
Because we should put both in harmony.
否则的话，那这个就是宗教人士一会儿这一会儿那。
Otherwise, we will turn to into a religious person. Sometimes we will go for this side and or separate both. We will go to one or the other.
所以应该是让这一个透视影响了今天。
So we should have an insightful view to affect our current life.
就算是开车也跟永恒连在一起。
Even when we are driving, we should connect our driving with eternity.
所以今天跟大家分享的永恒凯歌的第一讲，你只能活一次。
And therefore, the message today is that we can only live once.
我们最后来听这段圣经啊，这个啊，我们差不多在五分钟就会结束啊。
And now let us listen to a passage.
告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受神的国，必朽坏的，不能承受不朽坏的。我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。就在一霎时，眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的。我们也要改变，
所以我们这一生呢，自从得救以后，就是不断的活出得胜，朝着永恒天家过得胜的生活。
After we are saved, we begin with a journey, one triumph, one victory, one after the other.We march forward to the future. And this is a journey of triumph.
所以今天跟大家分享，不再是活在当下这种无知的一般人的以为了。
And let us not remain ignorant of living in the moment.
也不会跟绝大部分的人是就只看到今生，但是却今生没有解，没有意义。
Let us not feel trapped in the present life if we only limit our understanding of present life.
就是因为知道永恒实存，而我们现今的生命可以乐在永恒，活出今生。
Rather, understandinghave an understanding that eternity is reality, and therefore we are overjoyed living in eternity.
这是我们的照片。
And this will be our future picture.
我大概在去年的时候，在台湾有一次到新店行道会，听到张茂松牧师讲道。
Last year, when I was in Taiwan, I heard a sermon given by Pastor Zhang.
因为他七十来岁，他也是退休老牧师，他就讲到他牧会这么多年，曾经主持大概四五百场的丧礼。
He is a retired pastor in his 70s. He mentioned that he has officiated more than 400-500 funeral services in the past.
他提到有一个非常特别的家庭，那个丧礼是他主持的。
He mentioned that he has officiated a particular funeral which is truly unforgettable.
但是他的故事是这样的。
The story goes like this of that particular family.
在他的会友中间那一个老伯伯呢，在已经身体就是已经没有知觉了。
An old brother in his congregation who was very weak at the time, and he started losing his conscience.
其实他已经昏，就是昏迷不醒了。
And he was unconscious.
他太太呢就一直祷告，一直呼叫，叫神呢救他，叫他把他带回来。
His wife continuously praying hard to ask God to bring him back to life.
那结果这个弟兄呢，老弟兄醒过来了。
So this old brother actually woke up.
这他醒了以后就跟他太太讲说，你吵我干嘛？
And the old brother woke up and said to his wife, say, why are you making noises and trying to wake me up?
他不是说他你把我吵醒。
He's not saying you are waking me up, excuse me.
他说我在那里好好的，你叫我回来干什么？在那边好的无比啊。
He said, I was in the perfect place, enjoying the place. Why are you asking me to come back?
就是我到天上了那么好，你把我弄回来干嘛？
And so he's saying that I am in paradise. Why are you pulling me back?
他太太说你不能就这样走了。
And his wife said, well, you cannot depart like this.
因为我们老大他在军校，他只有礼拜六才放假才可以回家，你至少跟他见，让他见你最后一面吧。
For our oldest son, he's still serving in military, and he can only come back during the weekend. Why don't you stay alive until he comes back?
就 Saturday 他才回来啊。
Only Saturday he can have his off day and come back.
他的这个老先生说好吧，好吧。
And the old brother agreed.
好，后来的礼拜六他们全家都团圆了。
So on Saturday, all the family gathered together before his deathbed.
好，大家跟他 say goodbye.
So everyone come before him and saying goodbye to him.
他也跟大家 say goodbye.
And he also say goodbye to everyone he sees.
然后他跟大家说，他们来接我了，他们来接我了。
Then he say to people around his deathbed, say, now they are here, they are come to receive me now.
再见，再见，再见。
Say farewell now, goodbye.
然后他就走了。
And then he left.
看到没有，这是他的凯歌啊。
Do people see? This is his victorious song he sang.
这个是我们每一个人的 destiny.
And this is the destiny for every one of us.
Eternity 跟 this life, 你知道这是天地的差别吗？
Do you know this is earth and the difference between earth and life, that is eternity?
有人早去，有人晚到。
Some people will go first, some people will go later.
有些时候地上的事情没这么严重。
Things on this earth is not that serious.
有些事情会影响永恒的才严重，有些事情不影响永恒的，我们的眼睛不要把它看得这么严重。
Something on this earth may carry consequential consequence that we need to treat it as important. Something is just not as important as we thought.
愿今天的信息祝福到我们每一位。
May this message.Be a blessing to you all.
我们一同的祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们来到这个，在这个最困难的时刻。
And Lord, we come to you in this difficult time.
主，因为我们很困惑，我们不了解。
For we are perplexed, we do not understand.
我们不能活在当下。
We do not understand what's happening. We cannot just live in the moment.
我们又不知道这个未来，这个人生和美国会何去何从。
We also do not know the future of this nation and also our own life.
我们也不知道自己的 last chapter 是怎么写的。
And we don't know who is going to write our very last chapter of our life.
是怎么发生的，我们也不知道。
We don't know how it is going to end.
我们 end 以后的其他人的 life 里面，他们的 chapter 怎么继续写下去，我们也不知道。
We don't know how other people's chapter can continue after our death.
但是主 一旦认识你，一旦认识永恒，这些就 不太重要了。
And Lord, once we know you, none of this carries significance.
现如今现在赐给我们确信永恒里面的确信。
And now what we need is the assurance of eternity.
以至于我们知道今生当如何活。
So that we know how to live our current life.
所以我们所有的弟兄姐妹今天在听到的每一位，让我们只能活一次，但是这一次活得精彩。
And though we can only live once,Yet because of the message, let us live to the fullest.
因为是在你的大的故事里面。
Because we are all part of your grand story.
因为我们知道我们今生是永生的开始而已。
Because our present life is merely a beginning of our eternal life.
愿我们每一个 moment 都是跟你喜悦的永恒里面算数。
And may our moments in our life be countable in the eternity.
让我们轻看至暂至轻的苦楚。
Let us put aside what is considered light burden on this earth and temporal.
确实知道可以为我们成就永远极重无比的荣耀。
And yet they all carry for significance for the prize we are going to receive.
今天 与我们主爱之家每一位的弟兄姊妹都同在。
And Lord, may you be with all the brothers and sisters in the house of Christ's love.
保护我们。
Protect us.
全能膀臂保护我们。
May your mighty arm protect us.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠。
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
天父上帝的慈爱。
And the love of Heavenly Father.
圣灵的保守与交通。
And the fellowship and guidance of Holy Spirit.
常与我们众人同在。
Be with you all.
感谢主。
Praise to the Lord.
我们祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的尊名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
大家一起说。
Let's all say
Amen.
Amen. Amen.